Alan, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, doing well. I figured it would be a good afternoon with some of the chatter that's out there to go ahead and ask you where Tom Brady is going to play football in 2020.
That's a great question. I think everyone in NFL media is trying to figure that out. You know, yesterday, Sportsline, we came out with our odds. And, you know, the Patriots are still the overwhelming favorite, right? Like, they're going to be the only team that you find, you know, at a 1-4 odds, and everyone else is going to be in the positive. So, you know, the Patriots are still the team. It just makes sense, you know, at the end that he goes back and finishes his career there. But don't count it out, man, because there's something there with Tom. There's something there with the Patriots. And, you know, we've kind of done this before a little bit, but this one feels a lot more real.
I just don't know how long this conversation is going to go on. Do y'all have any numbers at Sportsline of how long the Tom Brady free agency conversation is going to last?
You know what? I wish we did. That would be the best, you know, set of odds to put out there. I'll say this. If you were, you know, wagering on that type of situation, it's going to go all the way to the end. Like, because, you know, Robert Kraft, the Patriots, they're going to, you know, really press this to bring him back. And then, you know, really what is going to play into it the most is the quarterbacks that are available. So you look at free agency, and there are so many kind of big name quarterbacks that are going to be out there. So it's kind of a little bit of a game of musical chairs where you're going to have to see, where does a Phillip Rivers go? Where does a Ryan Tannehill go if he doesn't come back to the Titans? Where does an Andy Dalton go? And I know that those names don't necessarily, you know, live up to a Tom Brady type name, but it's just about options and leverage. So this thing's going to go the distance.
We're talking to Alan Bell, sportsline.com. How is Jameis viewed as a quarterback in this market for this upcoming offseason?
Great question. You know, I think it's probably the same way that you guys feel and everyone listening feels. You know, Jameis Winston can throw some touchdowns. I mean, the guy can play the position. However, you just can't trust him. You just don't know, you know, what he's going to do in terms of interceptions and turning the ball over. And if you ask any head coach in the NFL, you know, that's the first thing that's going to come up for their quarterback is that, you know, can I trust you with the ball? Can I trust you with this team? And that's really where Jameis, you know, his biggest issue is going to be. You see Bruce Arians, you know, his head coach with the Bucs right now, you know, he's been open and honest, you know, about their quarterback situation. And he's saying, you know what, don't know yet, you know, don't know who's out there. So, I mean, he's openly, blatantly saying, you know, we're going to play the game. We're going to look at free agency. So it's tough. You know, Jameis might be right there at the end of those musical chairs, trying to grab one somewhere. He might not be a starter next year.
And I like how Bruce Arians said after the season, yeah, we can win with Jameis. We can win with any quarterback. And it just blew that door like wide open. Somebody else that was blowing doors open on not being too committed to a quarterback was John Robinson earlier this week at the Combine, talking about, you know, Ryan Tannehill, we're going to explore, you know, all this. And then he's followed up with saying, yeah, Derrick Henry, we're going to get a deal done. What do you make of Ryan Tannehill's future in Nashville?
Yeah, you know what? That's really the biggest question, you know, besides Derrick Henry, you know, here in the state. And, you know, I think if you listen and read John Robinson's comments, compare Tannehill's to Derrick Henry, you're going to see that they know that they have a little bit better leverage in terms of the quarterback position. And that should tell you, you know, that they're going to look at what's the best deal, you know, not only for them with Ryan Tannehill, but a Tom Brady type. And I think that they know that. So they don't have to play the game that, you know, they don't have to, you know, kind of lock in as they did. You saw those comments and just read about, you know, Derrick Henry, to where there is no other, you know, B option, you know, with Derrick. It's either you have Henry back or you're looking for not only a starting running back, but you're looking, you know, for a backup running back too, because I don't think Deion Lewis is going to be part of this team. And that's what makes it so interesting, that not only do the Titans have to make a decision at their starting quarterback and starting running back, but they have to decide the backup quarterback and backup running back positions too. So there's a lot of things that are going to go into it, not only in free agency, but in the draft as well.
Alan Bell, sportsline.com. I'm sensing Titans fans saying, hey, do whatever you have to for Derrick Henry. Is that right? What's the reaction in Nashville with Henry's contract?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely it. You know, I think if there were a scenario where Derrick Henry is not back with this team next year, it would be a mini riot on Broadway, right? Because I think everyone that's a Titans fan, you know, they could live with, you know, Tom Brady, which sounds crazy. You know, hey, I guess I'll deal with Tom Brady. But with Derrick Henry, they absolutely want him back. The city wants him back, and the team wants him back, and Derrick Henry wants to be back too. So they just got to figure out what that number is going to be, how they work out, you know, that deal. But I really don't see any type of scenario where he's not back, unless Derrick Henry is just asking for just a crazy number, you know, $17 million a year. Unless he does that, he'll be back in two-tone blue.
To ask a very, very, very serious question, Alan, how much did Joe Burrow's hand size skew the numbers on him being projected as the number one pick in the draft this week?
Very serious question. I like the way that you worded that. Zero, right? Like, I mean, he's going to be the number one pick unless Cincinnati, you know, decides that they, you know, they've kind of got, you know, kind of a magic mystery crate, you know, of what they could get, you know, for trading that number one pick, because there's going to be a lot of teams in the top 10 that want a quarterback, and especially a guy who just had a, you know, just an amazing season like Burrow had. Teams would trade up for that, right? So if you're the Bengals, you're saying, well, you know what? We need a quarterback, but we need a lot of other positions too. They might look into that, but at the end of the day, they can't get away from Burrow. They've got to get their quarterback position done.
Hey, Alan, a couple of former University of Tennessee wide receivers are at the combine this week. Juwan Jennings, Marquez Callaway. Thoughts on those guys as prospects? And then overall, the wide receiver class this year looks incredibly talented and deep for the draft this year.
Yeah, you know, so your second point first, it is deep. And, you know, that's going to be something that, you know, not necessarily is going to hurt, you know, guys like Marquez and guys like Juwan. But it's going to affect, you know, everybody that's in that position. It's just deep, right? So you're going to have a lot of options. You know, you look at Callaway, he is just, you know, as talented NFL-type wide receiver as you're going to find. He's fast, big body, good hands, you know, can seemingly catch the ball, you know, really at any, you know, point of the field. The big question is Juwan Jennings, because you look at him and he's, you know, as you guys know, he's such a multifaceted tool, you know, similar to how we saw Taysom Hill at the quarterback position. Juwan Jennings has a lot of those factors as well, you know, to where the guy can legitimately line up and run a wildcat offense for you. He could be a dog at the wide receiver position. You could feel comfortable putting him at safety, right? Like, I mean, the guy is just a football guy. So you're going to see a lot of teams get really interested. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Patriots get really interested. He is an absolute Bill Belichick type guy. And especially with that amoeba defense that he runs, you know, he likes to put, you know, just athletes out there and let them go. Juwan would be a perfect fit in New England.
I think that would be really interesting to see him go there. And Bill Belichick would love Juwan's work ethic. When you're looking at all the teams that will have a first round draft pick, are there any teams out there that you say, don't be surprised? I'm talking about the lower guys. Don't be surprised if they jump up and take a quarterback, or you think they will definitely be looking to take a quarterback in the early rounds?
Yeah, you know, again, that's going to be the biggest question, because, you know, how we were just talking about free agency, there's so many quarterbacks that are in this draft, you know, and so many teams are going to be looking for them. So, you know, you look at a Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? So if they decide to move on from Jameis, they might go that route in the draft and just decide, you know what, we don't really want one of, you know, we don't want to overpay for one of these guys out here. Let's go draft somebody, right? You look at the Los Angeles Chargers, you know, that might be a team that's interested. Look at the Washington Redskins with a new head coach and Ron Rivera. And it sounds crazy because they just drafted Dwayne Haskins, but look out, because Rivera certainly is going to run this operation his way. And I've got a feeling that the only reason that, you know, the only way that he took this job was telling Dan Snyder, hey, I'm in charge, I'm doing this. And if Dwayne Haskins isn't his guy, then he's not his guy. So keep an eye on that one for sure.
Alan Bell, Sportsline.com. Alan, before you go, this CBA talk, the coverage of it, the way players are going about it publicly, what do you think of all that? What does the timeline look like with the day-to-day or even hour-by-hour conversation that's out there?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to, you know, move pretty fast. And, you know, really what you're dealing with are you're going to have players that make over about $4.5 million a year say no, and you're going to have all the players that are under that number say yes, because it's going to benefit them, right? And if you look, there's only about 15% of NFL players that make over $4.5 million a year. So I wouldn't be surprised if this thing moves pretty quickly, because you're just going to have the majority vote with the overall players there. Sportsline actually put out odds on that today. You know, will that CBA be approved by the players? And it was a yes, you know, a minus 150 favorite. And the no, you know, was a plus 150. So it goes to show that this thing is going to happen. There might be, you know, a couple revisions made in terms of, you know, just some minor legalities here and there. But overall, this thing's going to get done because the league needs it, TV deals need it, and the owners need it for sure.
Hey, Alan, what's going on right now? Busy time in the sports world with Sportsline.com.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we're looking at obviously the stretch run in the NBA, you know, towards the playoffs there, college basketball, all over that, getting ready, you know, for conference tournaments all across the board. Horse racing season as well. I know that there's a lot of audience, you know, and interest in terms of that. So we'll have you covered, as well as DFS and even NASCAR. And I'll say this, RJ White, our expert in the XFL, there's been 12 games played so far this season. He's 11-1 against the spread. He's crushing it.
Wow.
So if you're watching the XFL, I know it's incredible. He's doing a great job. So yeah, definitely check out RJ White on Sportsline. But yeah, if there's a scoreboard, we're all over it.
I've been on the plus side all 3 weeks in DFS with the XFL. Is that something I should brag about or keep to myself?
You know what? You know what? Keep it to yourself. Keep racking that money. And just keep padding that bank account, and everybody will see the new cars and clothes that you have. They'll figure it out here one way or the other.
Alan, you do not know Josh.
Yeah, it's, we're not talking Brady free agency deals here, I can assure you that. Alan Bell, Sportsline.com. Check out the website. Follow him on Twitter. Great follow, at AlanBell247. Alan, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.